Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Matt Cotrero, the manager of the Royals, joins us each and every week. Brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team. KC-based and female-owned Century Roofing at CenturyRoofingKC.com.
I think it's important to find out, what did you do last night, my man? You had the rain out yesterday. They called that thing early. Did you go out to dinner? Do you hang out? Do you watch reruns of, like, Full House? What did you do last night?
I did about the most boring thing you could do. Bring some food back to the room, hang out, and watch baseball.
Ah, very good. All right. I like that. I kind of did that yesterday as well, and I didn't have rain here. I watched a little bit of the NBA play-in last night, and I thought that would be cool for baseball. Would you like to have, like, a one-game playoff to determine if you make the playoffs like the NBA's doing? I think it's great.
I got to be honest. I don't know what that format is. I don't follow it that closely. But we kind of did in the past, right, with the wild card the way it was before. Prior to the new format, I mean, I was involved in that in 19. It was pretty cool for a one game thing, but, you know, the format's changed now, so.
Yeah, but I think it adds intrigue, right? You get everybody's best, I think, when you have those one game playoffs. Josh and I were talking earlier, like, we love that 163, you know? I think that would be kind of fun to see every year, to see, you know what, you got to play today. You win, you move on. You lose, you go home. And I think it adds, you know, some kind of intrigue for that. And I think sports is at a spot now where I think everybody's looking to change things up. Even baseball's adding to the playoffs and doing different things with the pitch clock and making it advancements that have made the game better.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know what the criteria is for the NBA one, but yeah, I mean, if you get a chance to get in the playoffs that you might normally not otherwise have, I mean, that I'd be good with that.
Yeah, I think that is important.
So it looked like to me the White Sox did everything they could to cool you off by scheduling rain yesterday. I mean, what a sham.
Two games. It was a very unique weather day here. I mean, it was the huge forecast for rain, and then I don't know if it rained as much as they thought, but it was tons of lightning and high winds and stuff at times, and kind of came in and out. So it was a very odd weather day overall.
Yeah, I mean, it's just good to bag it early, though, and let everybody kind of get back. And you play that doubleheader today. Is Salvi going to play?
Yeah, I think we're going to be good unless something changed overnight. I think he's feeling really a lot more confident about playing today than the past couple days.
Well, that's good. I mean, he's the catalyst for this team, and we saw him kind of go down the other day. We're all going, oh, no, oh, no. What were you thinking when you saw that play?
Yeah, I mean, initially I was just excited about the out. You know, that was a great play by MJ, nice tag by Salvi. So, yeah, that was my initial thought. But then when you see him not get up, you know, you go out there and you realize he was struggling quickly. You know, you knew it wasn't going to be just bounce right back up. But as always, like, he was trying to stay in, and KT was looking at him down below. And before we could really assess it, you know, you don't have all – that's the one part about the pitch clock is that the top half – the inning went pretty quickly, so we had to make that decision. Now, when I saw him walk into the plane that night, he was walking a lot better than I thought he might be, so that was giving me hope that it wouldn't be long term.
So that he wouldn't have to bug you then yesterday with the rain out, so that probably helps too. Bought himself another day, if only because,
yeah, exactly.
He wouldn't bug,
I mean,
you to get in.
We were able to get him, you know, a good bit of work in the cage and catching wise, and did a little bit of running, a little bit of throwing just to test it out. And So he was feeling a lot better by the time we left yesterday.
Talking with Matty Q here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals with 11 wins, one of the best teams in baseball. MLB.com had you sixth in the power rankings. We had Tim Kirkshen on yesterday saying, yeah, the Royals are legit right now. When did you as the manager have that feeling like, I think we're going to be really good this year? Was it day one of spring training? Was there a moment where that all of a sudden clicked for you where you went, I think we're going to be better than people are giving us credit for, especially that Bill Pakoda guy who picked us for 72 wins?
Well, you know, I mean, you guys get tired of hearing me say this, but you got to do this every day. So it's not a, hey, we have this figured out. This is not a, we're proclaiming that we're a great team. This is Major League Baseball. You can win or lose on any night. The thing that makes me feel really good is that we have, and you've seen it, I mean, our starting pitching has kept us in almost every game.
Mm-hmm.
We have a various number of ways that our offense can compete regardless of the opposing pitcher. We have speed. We have power. You know, so we have weapons to be able to stay in a lot of games. Now, winning those games, you know, swinging the balance in the middle of those games is what makes good teams good teams. Our guys believe that they're a good team right now, and that's a big part of it. But we have 140-something games to go, and, you know, we're not proclaiming that we've arrived or we've figured this out, because any given night you can run into a buzzsaw in the big leagues.
The rotation continues. You mentioned keep things in every game. I've asked you about, you know, getting contagious again, but I love seeing the starting pitcher come out, and then the other group of starting pitchers gather around. They have their little, it's almost like a little post-start session there in the dugout they keep showing on TV. I this looks like they have great camaraderie, and they're all kind of talking through, it seems, everything together. How have that crew kind of fed off one another?
Yeah, I think they love sharing the information. They love it's kind of like an after action review, you know.
Yeah,
and they really do genuinely care for each other. They really do love the game. And I've mentioned several times, you know, watching in my past experience being around Waka, there's very few starting pitchers that I know that are into every pitch of a game that he's not pitching as much as he is. And that's contagious. You know, we know the competitor that Brady is. We know, you know, we're learning quickly the competitor that Lugo is. Yeah, and Reagan's, you know, in the brief time that he's been here, he's been a joy to work with as far as his preparation and his professionalism and the way he approaches every game. So these guys, they have a lot of commonalities in their personalities, and they love to share.
You know, with the starting staff pitching the way that they are, Vinny in his postgame interview the other day said seven innings of shutout baseball is now the expectation. And he was kind of joking. He looked into the camera and kind of challenged the starting pitchers a little bit. But I got to imagine there's a little gamesmanship with those guys going, all right, I did my job, you do yours. And like, it's like nobody's yet to let the team down. They try to keep that thing going night in and night out, don't they?
Well, I think every pitcher takes the mound every night hoping to put up zeros, you know, and so far we've been very fortunate to be able to put a lot of zeros up. There's going to be nights where the starting pitcher goes out and, you know, does the best he can and leaves, and we're winning 5-4 or we're losing 4-3, whatever the case is. But regardless, it's keeping the team in the game, and every game has a different feel. You know, the other night, there was very little margin for error when Lugo was pitching. We didn't score till the fourth. We were only able to scratch two across. So on that night, we really needed that. On other nights, you know, the offense is going to respond more, like in the game Saturday when Marsh did the best he could to keep us in that game, and he left with a lead in after five. So every game has a different feel. The expectation that they go out there, they wait 4 or 5 days. They want to go out there and go 6, 7, 8 innings and put up zero runs. It doesn't always happen, and then you have to reset and refocus and just keep going.
Brady Singer's through three starts has been terrific as well. How have you seen him maybe, I don't know, bounce back's the right word, but I think you all had the confidence that he could get back to what you thought maybe he was maybe a little bit unlike last year. What has he done to start this year that has had him be successful?
Well, anybody that's been around Brady knows his drive to be excellent. There's no doubt that he was disappointed in his performance last year. You know, he battled the back injury down the stretch, and those things definitely hampered him more than he let on during the year. But his focus was, you know, command. It's always about command. He has a great sinker. He's got one of the best sinkers in the game. And when that is where it's supposed to be in the zone, he gets a lot of early contact and he lets the defense work. He's added, as we've talked about, a little bit bigger breaking ball. He's added a four-seamer, gives hitters a little different look and something else to think about. But really, it comes down to commanding the fastball and getting it where it needs to be.
How do you approach a doubleheader? You know, this is obviously, you know, we're not in the seven-inning games anymore and all that kind of stuff. But how do you approach a doubleheader? Do you have to manage the bullpens differently? Is it harder for your job to say, I got 18 innings to get through today?
Well, I mean, you got to take them one game at a time. I mean, if you have a chance to win the first game, you go after the first game and worry about the second one after. You don't hold people back or try to plan for contingencies in the second game. I mean, you try to win it and use the guys you have to use to do that or play the game the way it's unfolding. But then you figure out game two. I mean, we have a 27th man for both games, so we get to add a pitcher to that mix. So, you know, you have a little bit more flexibility, but beyond anything else, this is a kind of a unique spot to have a doubleheader because you have, you know, the rain out yesterday is clearly a day off, and then we have tomorrow off. So It's not as taxing as, say, the doubleheader in the middle of a 10-12 game stretch. So as far as position players, you know, you don't have to worry quite as much about it as you do sometimes some other times.
I'm glad you said that because we started the show this morning talking about the NBA, you know, play-in game, and people were debating should the Lakers lose and try to be the 8 seed so they wouldn't have to play the 2 seed because Denver's better than Oklahoma City. And you just go, no, you go out there and win. And that's kind of where Josh and I have always been. I don't understand why people would think you would tank a game. You may never get that opportunity ever again. Like, why would you give up an opportunity to win a game?
Oh, I certainly wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of our feeling day to day in the regular stretch of games too. You know, I mean, if you have a chance to win this game that you have the lead in, you go all in because you just don't know what tomorrow brings. I mean, it could rain. You know what I mean? You save somebody for tomorrow and they never get an opportunity because you boat race them the next day or they jump out on you. Whatever the case is, if you have the opportunity to bank wins, you have to go after them.
All right, so Patrick Mahomes is on the cover of Time Magazine as one of the 100 influential people of the year. He said he'd like to play for the Royals at some point, maybe get an invite to spring training. Are you prepared to invite Patrick Mahomes to spring training?
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Certainly. I mean, he owns part of the team, so I think he can invite himself.
Yeah. Can I come take some swings in the cage?
You don't own part of the team.
Let's not push it.
All right, and the other thing, Andy Reid said he would give Patrick the blessing to go to spring training if he would bring him along as manager. Would you invite Andy Reid to be sitting in the dugout with you?
Absolutely. Yes, at all times. Yep.
Have you had much of an opportunity to pick his brain at all yet?
He's been great with me. We haven't spent a lot of time around each other. He's been over at our field a couple times for, you know, first pitches and ceremonies, and he welcomed me to come out to practice one day last year, so I did that. That was great, but those are the only opportunities we've had. We've talked a couple times or exchanged texts, but he's been really, really gracious with me.
Yeah, so he could be your bench coach, and Patrick could be, I don't know, he's not beating out Bobby Witt at shortstop. I don't care how good Patrick Mahomes is. Bobby Witt's a better shortstop.
They put a stat up on the board here the other night that he outpitched Michael Kopech in a playoff game in Texas, and Mahomes struck out 16, and Kopech struck out 12, and it was Bobby was telling me that he remembers it from when he was growing up there, that it was a big deal that he beat Kopech.
That is a huge deal, obviously. And then Bobby talking like he was a child, and he remembers growing up watching Mahomes play high school ball, right?
You're like, you're so young. Yeah, you're so young.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how old he was when it happened. But he said he remembers that story being a big deal that he won that, because that Kopech lost that game.
Texas lore, I believe, is
exactly what that is.
All right, take two today. Thanks for your time again. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. See you.
See you.
Matt Cotrero, the manager of the Royals, drops by each and every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned. Century Roofing at CenturyRoofInKC.com. Doubleheader today. It's a 1:10 first pitch for game number one, game two to follow. All right here on 610 Sports Radio. Vern, get you started at noon today.
I like doubleheaders now much more than I used to. You know why? Because that pitch clock makes them go. You know, you think of a doubleheader 2 years ago, well, pre-COVID, let's say, that's a 17-hour day. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Now you get the double headers and the games move.
I like his mentality too. You gotta win the first one first.
Well, yeah, but
there's a lot of times where the teams will like bang. Oh, I gotta save this and save this. I'm like, let's win the first one. We'll figure it out. That's totally my mentality. Like, I'll get to it later.
Of course it is. Yeah. But that's the mindset of real professional athletes. The blowhards on television that sit there and go, it would have been better for the Lakers to lose. They've never played in a competitive game in their entire life. And that's it. You never go out to try to lose a game. Yeah. It's stupid.
You got to go and win that thing. All right, we were talking a little bit about Mahomes wanting to pitch for the Royals, but also maybe has given himself an end date. We'll see next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. We're discussing a little bit with Q. Patrick Mahomes want to go to spring training, and why wouldn't you? Like, I know that he's had the don't play basketball, you'll get in. You know,
yeah,
the competitive streak, but yeah, why not? You go take some swings. I mean, Garth Brooks did it, you know, like.
Yeah, but
I'm not expecting him to go out and, you know, bust it for like a series or a month or something at spring training. Just go get a couple of hacks in and get him out in the field. I would probably shy away from him being on the mound, even though I know he was a pitcher in high school.
What would you do with him, though?
I'd sub him in for Bobby Witt.
You would at shortstop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, actually have him jog out there and take Bobby Witt's spot.
Okay. That'd be cool. Like, in the middle of an inning or something. So you get a standing ovation, tip the cap for Bobby Witt, give him a farewell, and then Patrick becomes your starting shortstop and quarterback.
Great. Yeah.
Typical high school superstar, the quarterback and the shortstop.
At the same time, you make the pitching change, and then Andy comes out.
Yeah.
And does the, you know, Q has Andy do the pitching change.
Right.
And Andy comes out and does the pitching change.
That would be good. That would be awesome, actually, if Andy did the pitching change.
Like, come on, let's do this.
We got to do it. It's spring training. So, there's plenty.
He wants to do it. He wants to do that in Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And he's just scared of Saturday Night Live right now, which I get it. It would be a nerve-wracking experience. He doesn't think he's ready quite yet.
Right.
But I'm sure the invite's open, and anytime he wants to do it, and Kelsey can coach him, and it'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Plus,
mm-hmm.
he'd be good on it, too. He really would. He'd get it. And if it was a little bit uncomfortable, that's fine, too.
I like making people uncomfortable. Yeah, it shows your vulnerability,
I think Mahomes could probably show a little bit different side, too.
Right.
You know?
I mean, you talk about being outside of your element. Like, for you and I, hosting Saturday Night Live is in our element. It's what we do, right?
I'd be nervous as heck. No.
You would be, but
that one would be rough.
But it's not like I'm asking you to go out there and now play quarterback in the NFL, right? You know, like that's out of your element, right?
Remember a play call.
I couldn't remember a play call.
No chance.
There's no way I'd remember a play call. No. And it's funny because Mahomes isn't freaked out by defenses or, you know, the JJ Watts or TJ Watts or anybody, Max Crosby's or anybody like that. But the teleprompter on Saturday Night Live makes them a little bit nervous.
Yeah. They got those cue cards you see in there, handwritten. They'll take care of it.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I think is important because you've used a teleprompter. I have too. Sometimes a teleprompter guy gets the button stuck and that thing just goes, and you know, TV people couldn't ad lib their way out of a paper bag. I can't imagine. Well, Mahomes could ad lib. We've seen it. I mean, he's done it on the football field 1,000 times, left hand, underhand, overhand, underhand, whatever he wants to do. He can figure that out. But we all have those irrational fears, I think. And for me, it's birds. I got attacked by a bird the other night, a flying bird the other night. And I still don't know if it was a bird or a bat. I was talking to my mother about you. Is it a bird or a bat? I'm like, I don't know. I was going to turn the water on, and all of a sudden, out of the fence, this thing just flew by me. And you know, I hate birds. Like, I absolutely hate birds. So I can imagine that irrational fear that Patrick Mahomes has of, you know, using the teleprompter and that kind of stuff because of the ESPY experience. That's probably a little PTSD out there, right? Like, he's like, I'm not ready for that yet. And I'll tell you this, if Patrick Mahomes ends up doing Saturday Night Live or decides he's going to do it eventually, I guarantee he's been working with a teleprompter somewhere in that 65 toss power trap studio just to get a handle on it. Yeah, all right, make it go faster. Make it go slower. Could you imagine the hours that, because he, as good as he is on the football field, that's how he wants to be on Saturday Night Live. So you know that guy's going to work his ass off to make sure he gets the teleprompter.
But that
right.
show specifically, they will tell you, read the cards.
Yeah.
If you're nervous, read the card. They literally have the cards.
Right. So. The teleprompter person there with the card, the actual card.
With the actual card
holder. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and you see it, if you watch the show, you see it, and the people staring off and they're reading off the cards, and it's fine.
It's fine.
He'd be fine.
Yeah.
He'd be fine.
Did you see the Beavis and Butthead skit last week
that
made its way around? Oh my God. Like, I love it when the people on the set just lose it.
Well, because she clearly, it was Heidi Gardner, Kansas City native, right?
Right.
And they clearly didn't, in the rehearsals, didn't dress them up.
Absolutely.
Right.
She had no idea.
She had no idea.
So she turned around and, oh my God, I can't. That's what I love. Yeah. They allowed there to be an element of surprise, and it got her. Mm-hmm. It was terrific.
I heard they did another one of those alien sketches with Gosling and Kate McKinnon because she was there, and I haven't seen it, but I don't know if you guys have seen the whole versions of those. Mm-hmm. Oh, they are fantastic.
Are they?
They are Kate McKinnon's best work.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to go back.
It was a really good episode, but yeah, they clearly threw some. Which they wouldn't do to they aren't going to do the host. They aren't going to curveball Mahomes.
No.
So they curveballed one of their people. Mm-hmm. So it ended up being fine. So he'd be fine. He'd do a great job at it. So
right. And Lorne Michaels is a Chiefs fan. I know his son is. I like I was saying earlier, I just remember them being here. I think it was the Vermeil years where he brought his son. I'm like, well, is that Lorne Michaels in the locker room? Holy crap, it is. Oh, my God. What are you doing here? My son's a Chiefs fan. All right, fine. Why? Tony Gonzalez.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So there you go.
Yeah. And Kelsey's already paved the way. I mean,
right,
come on.
Right. We've got an in there. As you mentioned, we got a Kelsey resident on
Kelsey
the set.
Kelsey feels like he's going to be in the rotation. I mean, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
One week it's Jason. The next week it's Travis.
Yeah.
Taking up residency here at 30 Rock or the Kelsey brothers.
I think Trav's probably got to come whenever you want kind of thing. So,
I do. I like that. So it'll be fun. No, it'll be good to see Patrick Mahomes.
The other thing that came out of this Time Magazine article was Mahomes might be thinking a little bit differently now about the future.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed as if, in the midst of the interview, he added the age and like, whoa, wait a minute here. Because he said by the time, if he played till Brady's age, Tom Brady's age, when he walked out, his daughter would be 19 or 20 years old. And kind of said, ooh, I don't know if I want to. It's a lot of stuff you may have to miss or commitment or whatever. And he got to adding up the numbers. He's like, it almost sounded like to me like, well, I don't think I'm going to be playing till 45.
Right. I'm
going to have teens then. So
teens, you got 20-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, one teen and then the younger ones. I'm saying she's the oldest. So maybe he's thinking about, okay, well, I guess I got to win a whole bunch of them now because, you know, I'm not going to play till 45.
Look, if he like wins, if he wins five more, does he peace out?
I mean, not the version of him we've seen now.
No.
Which is uber competitor.
Right. But, and nobody's rushing him out the door. I don't think there's any.
No, but also if he didn't play, I mean, Brady's, what, 45? Was that what it was? 44, 45?
Is he retired? Is he still playing? We don't know the answer to that.
That's not everybody.
No.
It's just not.
It's one person.
And so having that expectation on him is not right. It's not to be expected. But also means, hey, you got to win a bunch. You want to catch him? You got to catch him, Patrick?
Mm-hmm.
You got to win a bunch here early.
That way you don't have to worry about
then
it.
Then you can retire at a reasonable quarterback age.
Because I think the hardest thing for a parent to do is juggle that parent work, you know, relationship that you have, right? You know, that home life relationship. The kids are always doing something. They're involved in stuff. You don't want to miss things. You know, you got a game that shows up. You're going to miss your kid's game. I got something with work that's going to miss my kid. You don't want to miss anything like that. And so I think it is difficult just for an ordinary Joe to try to figure that out, right? I can't imagine an NFL quarterback. But once Matt takes over as head coach, he can kind of, you know, tailor the schedule for Patrick's needs. They can get in a room together and say, I got games on Tuesday. I got track on Thursday. I got soccer on Wednesday. Let's figure out this schedule. We'll all come in at 4 a.m. We have no problem doing that.
Yeah.
Oh. Get all that stuff done early and out the way. I got a text from a legendary baseball scout that said Mahomes would be a great center fielder, plus arm, plus speed. Could you imagine him gunning somebody down? I mean, what we see him do with the football, could you imagine him with a baseball from the warning track gunning somebody out at home?
I don't want him throwing his arm out into a spring training game. That's all.
Do you think Mahomes would go half speed at anything?
That's what I'm saying. He has to throw short. I'd probably put him at like second just so he wouldn't throw it that far.
Underhand only.
I don't want him on the mound.
Right.
He's played shortstop, but you're like, okay, so you got to try to showcase.
He's going to go in the hole and try to jump like Jordan and fire it and do a Jeter.
So to save him from himself, in my lineup, he plays second.
Right. That's a fair.
I don't want him trying to throw somebody out from the outfield. I don't want him trying to throw from the mound. I don't want him to overthrow him at short, so he's playing second base.
Could you imagine him on the bench when he doesn't start? Put me in, Q. Come on, Q. Put me in. Put me in. Put me in. I'm ready, Q. Put me in. Put
he's
me
doing,
in.
He's doing this.
Yeah, doing that, with his hand, the wave with his hand, trying to get the play in. Yeah. You think Salvi's bad to try to sit on the bench with? Mahomes would be even worse.
Yeah, that'd be something I wouldn't want to see. So I would take some precautions to save him from himself.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just allow him to, you know, go out there and throw his arm out.
Right.
Specifically throw his arm out. Mm-hmm. I'm trying here. Hang on a second.
What are you trying to do?
I got something here. Hang on just a second. I had to find it.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
For the 785, do some homework. Gardner admitted to seeing Butthead in costume, still couldn't keep it together.
Who the hell cares? Really, who cares?
Bleep off.
Yeah.
Coach.
Nobody gives a rat's ass, man.
I watched the episode and it was funny. It looked like she was caught off guard. Sorry to do the follow-up of SNL. valid question, though, from the 620. See, a lot of times I'll play it. They're playfully, thanks, Coach. Is that one I'm giving you the bird?
Yeah.
Okay. Who cares? For the 620, is Lauren's son Chaz Michael Michaels? I believe that's correct. Yes, Chaz Michael Michaels is Lauren Michaels' son, also a Chiefs fan. Yeah, yeah. And once attempted the Flying Lotus. That is correct. Someone also wants to know, Bob, flying bird as opposed to a driving bird?
Well, you never know.
You almost got hit by a flying bird.
Birds, well, I did say that because it flew right by my head. Like I could feel the wing on my neck.
Right.
So
and
I don't know. I still know if it was
to run into a stationary bird.
Right.
So yeah, if it's a flying bird.
Yeah. So it went right by my neck. I could feel it. I thought it was a bat at first. I don't know if it could have been a bat. The hell if I know. It didn't suck my blood.
Hmm.
But it would graze my neck. I don't know what the hell it was. I don't care. Any object that's flying in the sky scares the hell out of me.
Valid question from the 816. Would Mahomes get a ring if the Royals won the World Series?
Well, he's an owner.
I would think he'll get a ring anyway,
regardless.
But like, I guess they probably wanted like a player share. No, right. I don't think being on the spring training roster necessarily gets you a
well, it depends if somebody wants to break them off a share.
A playoff thing. You know what I mean? I don't think it guarantees it just because you're on the – that doesn't make you part of the roster if you're on the spring training roster.
No, what guarantees it is if the players in the clubhouse vote for you. That's how they do it in baseball. So if they think that you deserve a ring, they give you a ring. That's how it works in baseball with the bonuses and all that stuff.
I mean, couldn't we see a scenario where the Royals have won the World Series and they go back and you know what really jump-started this thing? Mahomes with us in spring
being
training.
Being there in spring training set the tone.
So
of
maybe.
Course you can see that happening. Maybe. That's baseball lore right there, right? Mm. That is baseball lore, is that you do something so little like that, but it carries you all season long. That's why I asked Q at 9 o'clock, was there a moment when you realized that this was going to be a good team so we could always go back? Yeah, it was in spring training. We're sitting around, and you know, we're after practice having a couple of Dos Equis and sitting there watching, you know, Ironman competitions and realize we're going to be a pretty good team. Like there's going to be that story. If the Royals end up making it into the playoffs this year, Josh, there will be all of those stories of looking back of when did you realize that this was going to be good? What was the moment that you realized that this was going to be a good team? And I think for me, it was this.
We're a good team. That's what it is. It's not a bounce back. We're just a good team.
Feels like a good jumping off point when Vinny told us they're a good team the other night.
Right.
Like in Joel's face, basically. Right. We're a good team. Like,
we're a good team. That's what it is. It's not a bounce back. We're just a good team.
Yeah. So stop saying we're a
bounce back.
We're just coming to the party.
Yeah.
We're a good team.
We're a good team.
Doggone it. People like us.
And they do, and they are.
Join us for the 610 Sports Radio Draft Party. It's at the Landing in Liberty coming up on the 25th, Thursday the 25th, the opening night of the draft, brought to you by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. Our entire staff will be on hand. Come watch the opening round with us, the Character Concerns crew. That would be Jay Binkley. Chris Unocero will be broadcasting live during the opening round of the draft. We have day baseball that day, so plenty of draft stuff at night here on 610 Sports Radio. Again, our entire crew will be there. One person is going to walk away with $610 as well. All you have to do is be correct on your picks as to who's going where in the draft. You can check out the sheets available right now at 610sports.com. Fill it out, bring it with you the night of the event, or fill one out when you're there. Someone's going to win cash plus autographed Chiefs merchandise. Should be fun at the Landing in Liberty. That's on the 25th, the opening night of the draft. Hope to see everybody there. So Gronk's better, huh? We'll get to this next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean.
I didn't double check. I thought maybe it was a commercial. You know, it was like a good song for a
commercial,
you know.
Great commercial.
Auburn requested today. You picked the music on a Wayback Wednesday, 913-586-7610.
Yeah, this was not requested. 101 The Fox here in town announcing about an hour ago now the passing of Slacker.
Yeah, it's a tough loss, man. He's been sick for a while now. And I had the opportunity to work with Slacker when I first came back to Kansas City when we were over in the Belinder building over at the new 99.7 KY and had the opportunity to be in the building and work with Slacker. And he's one of the great guys, one of the great Kansas Cityans, quite frankly, of all time. I learned a lot about being just a good human from Slacker. And over the years doing, you know, fundraisers and charity events, ran into him a lot. And I know he leaves behind a daughter in high school. And as a father, every day I think about, like, my main goal in life is to make it to my kids' weddings and walk them down the aisle. Like, I would be so devastated if I wasn't able to be there and be part of that. And I know Slacker got sick and lost his battle and whatnot, but the amount of people who love Slacker and the amount of people that he's impacted in such a positive way in this town, I mean, it really tells you what kind of great person he is. They always talk about your legacy is not, you know, what you do, and it's how they remember you and how people remember you. And I don't think there's anybody that's not going to remember Slacker in a positive way and just a jovial, fun guy that loved life, loved other people, took care of other people, was a great human being. And the world lost a good one. And I know in, like, in radio, we're supposed to be competition at all, but there's still, there's still a
legendary voices in Kansas City.
It is. Yeah. It's one of those brotherhoods and sisterhoods that you have. And Slacker will always be one of those legends. And I feel so blessed and so lucky that I had the opportunity to be around him and work in the same building and have the opportunity to kind of share stories and things like that with Slacker. And so, Bud, I'm going to miss you. You are a wonderful, wonderful human being and did so many great things for Kansas City. And so many people were able to be touched by your generosity. And you're just being just a great human.
In the world of sports, Whitey Herzog passed away yesterday at the age of 92. One of the rare Kansas City-St. Louis crossovers.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, led to the mystique, at least here, right? And in Missouri, he's probably known more so for his Cardinal days.
Well, won a world championship with them.
Won a world championship there. But got Kansas City on the road to theirs.
Yeah, he did. He really did. He took over midway through 75 here in Kansas City. And then the next 3 years, 76, 77, 78, we all know what that was like, right? Well, I don't, but you know, you do, Josh, because you were 90 then. And so those are three of the greatest years of Royals baseball. And Whitey Herzog was the manager.
They were in it every single year.
Yeah, he was the manager
not
for
waiting
all that. No.
30 years between appearances or whatever. No. They were a perennial power.
It's when it really became the Royals Yankees rivalry became big when Whitey Herzog was the manager, you know, of this organization and what he was able to do to lead those
just two
teams.
Divisions.
And he got the highest winning percentage of any Royals manager ever. And nobody's even really come close to it. Dick Houser did, you know, just over 500 as the Royals manager. And he's the closest since Whitey Herzog to have a manager over 500. Ned has
the
most wins,
but not the best winning percentage.
Winning percentage, not even close. Nope. That'll go to Whitey Herzog. The other thing too, is that Ned, when you look at the playoff wins that Ned Yost has more playoff wins than every other Royals manager in the history of the franchise combined.
Say that again.
Ned Yost has more playoff wins, postseason wins, than every manager in the history of the Royals combined.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So I guess where does Whitey Herzog rank?
I mean, I think we forget about Whitey because of St. Louis, right?
St. Louis, yeah.
And so when somebody passes away and you start to kind of go back and look at what they did, it reminds you or refreshes you, or maybe you learn, you know, what they truly accomplished. And I was thinking about, like, the greatest coaches that we've ever had in Kansas City. And obviously Andy Reid is the greatest coach that has ever lived in Kansas City, right? I mean, I don't think there's any debate anymore, right? There's no debate that Andy Reid is the greatest coach this town has ever seen in professional sports, right?
Top of the heap. Couple
Vermees is up there.
A few championships now.
Yeah, I think Peter Vermees is on that list. The longevity, championships. I mean, all they do is win, win, win over there at Sporting, right?
Built the program.
Built the whole thing.
Pretty much.
They created a franchise. Yeah. And I put Ned as one of the greats because he won that world championship, has more playoff wins than the entire organization combined.
Dare I say, tougher era to do it in?
Well, people will debate you on that because in Whitey's era, if you didn't win the division, you didn't make the playoffs.
That is true.
But the playing field was a lot more even back then than it is now.
Yeah,
right?
you were on equal terms with the Yankees.
Yeah, exactly. Right, you could outspend the Yankees if you wanted
Trying to figure out how to overcome what the Yankees can do from, you know, blah,
right.
Blah, blah.
And so I think when you're starting to look at, like, the coaches that had the biggest impact and were the most successful in Kansas City, I think Whitey is above Hank Stram on that. Even though Hank won the Super Bowl and whatnot, I still think those teams that he coached underachieved. We were doing a little exercise yesterday that we'll reveal next week about those teams from the 60s and whatnot. And you and I are looking at it. We still go, these guys underachieved. They should have won more. Yeah, they really should have. Yeah. And then, of course, Dick Howser could be included in that list as well for winning the world championship, you know, in 1985. But you could debate that fourth one on the Mount Rushmore of KC coaches. But I don't think you can debate Andy Reid, Peter Vermees, and Ned Yost, who that fourth one is. Maybe it is Hank Stram. I mean, two Super Bowls and won one, but still you wanted more. Whitey never got the championship, got the Royals into the mix.
No championship, you know, for me. I probably would err on the side of championships.
Yeah, on the side of championships.
Probably have Stram.
But do you put Stram or do you put Howser? Yeah. I mean, you know, you could look at both of those guys because both of those guys had the one title, you know, that they won. And I don't believe, I know it wasn't Dick Howser that was there in 1980 that led him to the World Series as the manager of that team. So maybe you do put Hank Stram in there. It's all debatable. But the moral of the story is, I think we sometimes forget or don't know the impact that Whitey Herzog had on Kansas City baseball and the Royals, because we all kind of just envision him and picture him as the St. Louis Cardinal. And then, of course, he made the bad call in the 85 World Series to pitch Joaquin Andujar in Game 7, and they ended up losing.
Yeah, yeah. But in a way, helped.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets a little credit for helping in 85, too. So mm-hmm. He's on the other side of that one. So Gronk's the greatest, according to Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hoyer said it. Well, my God, then let's.
This feels like a quote from several years ago, not now.
Yeah, I had to check it too. I'm like, is this old?
Not only because of his size, speed, and when you think of a tight end's ability to run routes and catch, but because he was such a great blocker,
Oh, boy. The
teams had to honor that. And I think that's what made him so dynamic. We look at Travis Kelce today, phenomenal tight end, but really, Travis isn't blocking anybody. Rob would block like he was the right tackle. Rob really changed the game in that matter because he was a lineman who was a premier pass catcher at the same time.
When was the last time you looked at a tight end and go, boy, I love his blocking? Jason Dunn.
Jason Dunn would be my answer.
Jason Dunn, name another.
I didn't care if any of the rest of them blocked. Jason Dunn was awesome at
it. Yeah, he was great. But that's what he was for. He wasn't here to catch the ball.
So that Tony go catch passes.
Right.
Yeah.
Like this whole blocking. This is what people use to separate George Kittle from Travis Kelce, right? Oh, George Kittle's a much better blocker.
So it comes from Patriots Wire. Brian Hoyer explains why Rob Gronkowski was a better tight end than Travis Kelce.
Look, and of course, Hoyer's biased. He played with him, right?
He did admit that, too. He goes, look, I'm biased. I played with the guy.
I played with the guy. Yeah. So at least he can say that. But, I mean, talking about a tight end blocking is like talking about somebody's hard hit rate. I don't care.
He's the greatest tight end of all time.
Yeah. Also, are we going to be this insecure in like 20 years about Mahomes and Kelce when another quarterback is doing his thing?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. I mean, we're still doing this. Gronk's been out of the league for how many years now?
Yeah. Two? Three? Maybe?
Well,
whatever.
Like five-year
hiatus.
Yeah.
Travis probably not going to put the numbers up that Gronk had, right? Didn't we look at some of the numbers? Right. We're like, but he's getting a lot closer.
Quickly catching
just
him.
Touchdowns. Just regular season touchdowns is the only thing.
That's the only thing he can't catch.
Okay.
Probably can't catch. Why don't I just tell him he can't catch him?
Yeah, so go ahead and do it.
Yeah, right? Inspire.
But, like, why can't we just accept, and I say we, the collective NFL we, that we are watching the best tight end quarterback combination maybe that we've ever seen, right? Because I think when it's all said and done, I think Travis will be better than Gronk. I think Patrick will be looked at better than Tom Brady. But when you get wedded to something, you don't want to change your mind regardless of how glaring the evidence is, right?
Yeah.
So you try to create doubt, like back to the legal thing, right? Well, he wasn't that good a blocker. Look, man, I'm 10 beers into a game. I don't pay attention to the tight end blocking. I don't care.
He's already 2,000 yards more yards, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The touchdown one's a tough one, though. But it's not
up to Patrick.
Reach.
That's up to Patrick.
74-92.
That's not out of reach at all.
How many years do you think he's playing?
Well, another 10 probably.
Saying that's 18 tugs. Yeah. That's a lot. That's a lot.
That's 2+ years. You go about 8 a year.
Yeah. Maybe. You might be have a 7 year. Yeah. You know, you might not have a 10 year. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's 3 seasons in reach, but I don't know.
I mean, if you get close, aren't you playing to break that record? Then you can retire after you do.
Sure. And by then, 3 years, they'll be going for what?
17 in a row?
Yeah. I mean, you want to keep that streak going, too.
But see, the other thing that people fail to realize when they talk about this is that Travis Kelce holds, like, every receiving record in postseason play now. And we're not talking tight ends. We're talking, like, he's better than Jerry Rice.
Yes. Yeah. No, he's...
So
he's,
if you're better than Jerry Rice, I hate to say it, you're better than Gronk.
Best. He's the best. Kelce, that is. Kelce. Yeah. You missed any of the show today, catch up anytime, including our chat with Matty Q at 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. Cody and Gold are next on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.